Yeah, I think I was saying on Twitter beforehand that, you know, this is quite a tough team selection for them in certain places. You know, what you do at centre-half and what you do in midfield. You know, we keep saying this after every game, don't we? But what is the biggest game of Liverpool's season? And probably the hardest game. You feel like the Champions League, really. The two games against Barcelona, if we get through, you feel like they're a little bit of a free hit for this Liverpool team. After getting to the final last year and what we're doing in the league, they won't treat it as a free hit. But I do think that there's just so much less pressure on Liverpool than there would normally be in that kind of a fixture. I think Liverpool can enjoy it a lot more. So, in hindsight, maybe it isn't that difficult a selection for this particular manager, because he really does back his boys. He likes backing boys that are in form and have the shirt. He does his best as much as he can to say that it's a meritocracy around the place. And although he'd probably never admit it, because why would you? I think he puts a huge reliance on what the sports science team say because of the way Liverpool play. Because of the way Jurgen plays, it'd be stupid to go, I'm going to ask the lads to go and run 116 kilometres or whatever it be, and I'm not going to pay any attention to what, you know, why would I go and headhunt all these wonderful people that he's doing to not listen to them? So you're probably getting feedback on Wijnaldum, Lovren, obviously Gomez has gone and got his 60 minutes yesterday, wasn't in the squad. And then you look at his model of meritocracy, it's probably far easier for him to, you know, I'm looking at it, me picking the team, but actually as Jurgen Klopp, I think it's easy for him to pick that team. And also because he's got the squad to buy into that kind of system, I suppose, of selection, then it's even easier to keep them. So I'm with you, Dan, that, you know, I think if you look at Matip yesterday, in the vast majority of the defending bits, you could come away from that game going, Matip defended well in the vast majority. You know, he obviously loses Hazard on the cross from the right. I think positionally was poor for me. Even though Hazard, you know, didn't have the best first half, and I think Hazard likes playing there as much as Steven Gerrard at 34 would have wanted to play right wing